And we're going to have a conversation about CERT training. That's the Community Emergency Response Team Program. And I've got two folks here from Norwell that know all about it. First, Art Joseph Jr., a well-known voice here on WATD, local business owner, and I know you do a lot of philanthropic things too. And one more thing you're involved in, and this is CERT, or the Community Emergency Response Team. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Christine.
Absolutely. And then we have the Norwell Fire Chief, Dave Keene. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, this is something, if people don't know what we're talking about with the CERT regional training, Art, give me like a quick overview so people know what we're talking about and why we want them to know about this.
Well, the CERT team is an important program in that it supplements the first responders in all of the towns that have a program. In Norwell, we've used it in the COVID vaccination drives. We run our warming and cooling centers. You see us at some of the road races and Summerfest, for example. And these are all volunteers that we train for certain, prepare for certain emergencies that we can call on and schedule for these type of events. So it's important with constant turnover, people moving on in their lives, to constantly add to our teams. So we're having, now that COVID is over, we're having our first training session in 3 years. And to help out, we've joining the area town, so we'll be doing it with 6 other towns in the area.
That sounds great. And Chief Keene, of course, you are the emergency response director in the town of Norwell. And from the notes that we have, it looks like you have basic response activities that CERT helps with, like distributing information to the public, supporting those emergency operations centers. And I know during the past couple of winters, we've had warming and cooling centers. Is that something that you folks really need a hand with, because you can't be everywhere all the time?
Yes, exactly. And the CERT team does a great job at augmenting the public safety divisions of each town. And one of the important things is, you know, after the fact, when we have incidents or a weather event, and then we have to start the aftermath cleanup, there's still a lot to do for the prime emergency responders, and CERT fills a role where they are trained, they staff cooling centers, they staff warming centers, and both of those have morphed into internet and charging stations as well. So it's not just for those that are cold or warm, it's also for those that are without power for an extended period of time, as well as, you know, if we do, any community does need sheltering, our CERT members will go to a regional shelter, and then we kind of band together, and it works out really good that way.
That sounds great. And now this is something, Art, that you've been involved with for a long time. People are saying, well, how can I help? Here's how you can help.
Exactly.
And is it a big-time commitment? Is it a small-time commitment? And how would who are you looking for, and how do you train people?
Well, on the time commitment, the first part of the time commitment is committing to the 4 nights of training that we've got scheduled in October. We're going to be doing training on a Tuesday-Thursday schedule, the 18th, 20th, 25th, and 27th in October. It would be about 3 hours each night. So that's their first time commitment. The second time commitment only comes when an activity or a deployment is called for, and we schedule people, whether it's a cooling center, a road race, or something like that, and we tend to try to keep them in about 3-hour shifts. So, you know, every year can be a little bit different, but, you know, in an average year, you might be asked to possibly do as little or as much as 12 hours in a whole year.
Okay, so you're not joining the military here.
Nope, not 1 month in the summer and 2 weekends, you know, for training. No, it's, you know, hopefully there never is any need for us to deploy. But no, the really only time commitment is the training.
And this training session, is at the community room at the Norwell Fire Station?
So currently we have 4 nights scheduled at the Norwell Fire Training Room. That may or may not change depending on where potential CERT members.
Okay.
So if we have a bunch from Cohasset, or if we had some from Hanover, we may change some of those dates around. But for right now, it's all planned for the Norwell Fire Station.
So you're looking at towns regionally that help: Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Rockland, and Scituate. Part of more of a regional effect, and maybe training everybody, probably easier that way.
Yeah, we're very excited that we're all banding together. That way we don't have to try to come up with a critical mass, each town on their own, to run a training session. Even if each town comes up with 4 members, we'll still have a nice full class that we can go through the whole program with.
Now, this is very interesting to me. You don't have to have a specific type of experience, but you can get some really good experience and training, learning. I know I've never taken a CPR course. I should. And then you also have, what, AED training? That's for the I can't pronounce it.
Automatic external defibrillator.
There you go. Have
exactly.
The experts say.
AED.
So, I mean, that in itself, I think it would be good to prepare for your own disaster, whether it's just within your family members or your house, just to get involved.
Exactly. And that's actually the first theme of CERT, is to take care of you and your family. Chapter one that we teach, of the nine chapters, is disaster preparedness, how to prepare your house, mm-hmm. what supplies to stock up on. There's two sections on first aid that will, again, be helpful. Even fire and safety controls, learning where your utilities are, and how to work fire extinguishers. So really, there's almost something in every chapter that you can take for your everyday life. And then, as you mentioned, we finish it up with a separate CPR, AED, and first aid course where members will get their training certificates.
Okay, you've gotten me interested. How can I sign up, and when would I really get to jump into everything and do something?
Well, as far as the when, we're trying to, with our training classes coming up starting October 18th, we're really recruiting this month of September, mm-hmm. trying to get everybody lined up before the first week of October. You can go to your town's websites and search out the fire department or CERT information there, or you can contact me through norwellcert@gmail.com. You can call the Norwell Fire Station at 659-8158. Or you can look for Norwell CERT on Facebook.
That sounds great. And Chief Keene, anything else you want to add that people should know about this great program?
No, I think that it is a great program. And if you're looking for something that you're looking for a volunteer opportunity that isn't going to require something of you every week or every month, but you really want to give back, then certainly take a look. Reach out to myself at the fire station, to Art at Norwell CERT. @gmail.com, and we can answer any of the questions you have, and hopefully maybe you have enough interest just to come to the training and see if it actually is for you.
That's terrific. And Art, you wanted to mention those towns again.
Yeah, I just want to hit one more time. Again, this is not a Norwell-only program. Each one of the towns that are participating have their own teams or in building their own teams. So if you're out there listening in Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Rockland, or Scituate, we'd love to have you come out, take this training, and then you'll be working with your individual town, helping your own neighbors and residents.
That's a great way to be part of the community. And again, just give me that email and the phone number one more time.
Sure. You can reach me at norwellcert@gmail.com or Dave at the Norwell Fire Station at 659-8158.
That's great. We're going to put this interview up online. If people have any questions, we'll have that information online as well. And we'll remind people as we get a little bit closer to that recruiting date. We'll probably run a few cuts of this again to remind people. Great way to get out there, help your community, and I think there's a great sense of purpose with it.
Thank you, Christine. That'd be great to have the message passed by WATD.
Absolutely. Again, that's Art Joseph Jr., and we've got Fire Chief Dave Keene here. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.